Welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. I'm Roberta Foster, and today I welcome David Wormuth to Author's Corner. He's written the book 101 Considerations for Foster Parents, which is published by Mascot Books, and he'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Here's a little bit about David. He's a licensed foster parent with over a decade of experience providing specialized care to foster youth with elevated mental and behavioral health needs. In this book, David brings his findings to light. He's also a licensed therapist in the state of Missouri who specializes in working with children and families. And he's written the children's book, Charlotte Shares Her Feelings, to help increase emotional intelligence in young children. David, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
So you're currently a licensed foster parent. So how many years have you fostered youth, and why did you get involved in being a foster parent?
Yeah, great question. So I've been a foster parent with Missouri Alliance for Children and Families since 2012. And I got into it because I am also a youth pastor. And so being a pastor at our church, we've had a lot of foster families in our church and bring their youth into our youth group. Mm-hmm. And so I just saw the need for more foster parents. And I also wanted to be that resource parent to youth in our youth group who were at risk for being removed from their families. Then that way they could stay in our community rather than being displaced far away.
Yeah. So as you were writing this book, who do you think you wrote it for, and why is this book needed?
Yeah, so I wrote this book primarily for foster parents because research shows that 50% of foster parents quit fostering within the first year of fostering, and up to 80% quit within the first 2 years.
Wow.
So there's a high turnover rate for foster parents. And there's many reasons why foster parents quit. And people think, oh, it's parenting, and if I've been a parent or I had good parents, then being a foster parent, it must be similar. Mm. But being a foster parent is very different, very unique than being just a parent to your own biological kids. You know, there's a whole system. And there's different needs and strengths and concerns. And so I wrote this book to really help recruit new foster parents, like prospective foster parents that, are interested, but they're not sure, what it's like. It's also to help retain foster parents, so foster parents that are overwhelmed and distraught and do not know how to foster parent. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of key findings in the book to empower them. And then it's also for veteran foster parents who might work with foster youth with different needs that they've not experienced before, like clinical needs, like, for example, how to work with foster youth with depression or anxiety or behavioral concerns like elopement or taking things or anger outbursts.
Okay.
So there's really each chapter, it's 101 considerations because it's really 101 mini chapters that go over a variety of different key issues that foster parents may experience. So it's really for foster parents, and it's also written by a foster parent. And then I include case studies, research, evidence-based practices to really help improve the foster parent care.
Sounds great. Well, that was part of my next question. It seemed like there would be kind of overwhelming to have 101 of anything. But yeah, you do call them mini chapters. And so you kind of hit a theme, head on and discuss that and then move on to another one.
Exactly. Foster parents are busy. Foster parents, they're running to doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking kids to go visit their birth families. They're having FST and PPRT meetings with the foster youth's team. So they don't have a lot of time to sit down and read, a 15, 20-minute chapter. So that's why it's very specific and unique with having these mini chapters that are about a page or two long.
Mm-hmm.
Then that way, before they're going to bed or if they have 5 or 10 minutes in their day, they kind of review things. And then, each mini chapter has a title and a content at the beginning of the book. So, for example, if they're like, man, I don't know how to work with this foster youth regarding routine and structure and what's best for them. There's a mini chapter on that, you know, so they can kind of go through that as a guide or compass in that parenting strategy.
And so do you have a couple of favorite mini chapters that if somebody is just skipping through the book that you want to highlight and say, you really got to read this one, or maybe this is a real fun one?
Yeah, one of them that's really important that I think all foster parents need to know, and along with anyone that works with foster youth. So this book is really also for, like, pastors mm-hmm. who might have foster families in their church, youth pastors, children pastors. This is for teachers who have foster youth in their schools, for principals, psychiatrists, psychologists, caseworkers. Anybody that works with foster youth can really benefit from this book. So, for example, one of my favorite mini chapters comes from long-term work and discovery with working with foster youth from personal experience. So there's three common fear responses that foster youth experience that's very common with everybody. So they're called the three fear responses that a lot of people have heard about, which is the fight, flight, or freeze.
Okay.
So when I'm scared or nervous or upset, those are three common fear responses that might, you know, evoke a certain behavioral response. So, for example, if foster youth is scared, they might have the flight response. So they might run away or hide in their room and withdraw rather than get the help that they need. Another unknown fear response that I've discovered with foster youth is the frighten response. And it's very different than the fight response. The fight response says, I'm scared or you've upset me, so I want to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
The frighten response is, I'm scared, so I want to scare you back.
Mm.
And we actually see this in nature, and it's called the dematic response, which is the Greek word. Dematic is a Greek word, and in the English translation, it means to frighten. So, for example, there's this moth that can be found in South Asia regions, and it has this dematic response. And so when it's startled or scared in nature, it opens up its wings, and the wings look like the mouth of a snake.
Huh.
And so it scares away predators by simply having that startle response, even though that moth is harmless.
Yeah.
So it's very similar, like if you go to Alaska and you're a human and you see a grizzly bear and you don't have anything to defend yourself, they might tell you, scream, hey, bear, you know, get away, bear. And you might jump and scream, even though, you know, a 2,000-pound grizzly bear could maul you to death. You know, you might be able to scare it away, mm-hmm. even though you're harmless. So that's happened with foster youth. And so the reason why foster parents need to know this is because foster youth might scream, yell, threaten, cuss when they're upset. But that's really not a fight response. They're really not trying. A lot of the times, most of the time, they're not really trying to hurt you. And physical wise, they're really harmless. You know, a 50 or 100-pound kiddo compared to a 180, 250-pound adult, really they're harmless. And so, helping foster parents understand that can help them empathize, you know, with those behaviors, and then respond differently, you know, with those behaviors. So that's one of my favorite mini chapters, and of course, you know, I would say all of them are kind of like my babies.
Right.
All the mini chapters are very important to me, and I have them there for a reason. You know, it talks about how to honor birth parents. I have things that talks about how to celebrate anniversaries. I have things that talk about how to adhere to the one-year rule.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just really important findings in it that are really hidden and unknown to foster parents unless you've been a foster parent for a very long time.
Mm.
And so it's really to help foster parents navigate those challenges.
Great. Well, I've been talking today with David Wormuth regarding his book, 101 Considerations for Foster Parents, and it's published by Mascot Books. And you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. And so you've been a foster parent for many years now, but what's something that you addressed in your book that you wish you'd been told when you first became a foster parent?
Something that I wish I would have known at the beginning of being a foster parent is how to advocate for youth and how to advocate for myself, and then how to secure a mentor. So, for example, as a new foster parent, sometimes they feel like they're on an island stranded by themselves.
Mm.
And so I talk about in the book how to find a mentor, how to find somebody who's been a foster parent who can help navigate the challenges of being a foster parent, how to ask the right kind of questions to caseworkers when they want to place a foster youth in the home, when the time needs to come to surrender a foster youth from your home back into the caseworker's care, so they can find the right kind of placement for the foster youth. So having that mentor is really important and helpful, because then it creates that peer support. And research shows that peer support can actually be just as great and sometimes even better than therapeutic support. And so that peer support can be, you know, two individuals who have similar or the same titles or responsibilities. So foster parents, encouraging foster parents, is a wonderful thing. And so as a new foster parent, I didn't have that. And in fact, our community did not have, and still today does not have, a foster parent support group. And so I had to secure support from somebody in Springfield, and we would talk over the phone whenever I had difficulties. It came to the point where it was almost burnout, where I almost quit and gave up as a foster parent. And then I was able to discover who this foster parent was, and she really helped me at the beginning stages of being a novice foster parent.
Great, great advice. Okay, so I personally know a foster parent who is a single woman. And so do you have any special tip for single people that want to be foster parents?
Yeah, myself, I am a single foster parent. And what's unique to that is it's even more challenging as a single foster parent because you don't have that support, that peer support from a spouse or a partner. And so it can be difficult. So I would say probably one of my advices or tips to them is to buy the book.
Great.
Because it's kind of like having that extra support,
yeah.
You know, with knowledge and wisdom and key topics that are addressed. And so if it's like, yeah, I don't know what to do when my foster youth has is doped up on a whole bunch of medication, and they're like a zombie and lethargic, and I had this inner dilemma of I feel like a bad parent because this kid is, you know, being over medicated, but then the team wants them medicated so they don't have behavioral problems.
Right.
What do I do? So, for example, one of the many chapters talks about how to explore nutrient therapy, which even a lot of professionals have never even heard of. So what nutrient deficiencies does this foster youth have that's causing disrupted mood disorders or behavioral concerns? You know, so for even those single foster parents, having this book is like having an extra foster parent kind of giving you some advice and wisdom on how to overcome some of those problems.
Great. Well, I mentioned in the introduction that this isn't your first book. So in just a short, brief explanation, tell us about Charlotte Shares Her Feelings.
Yeah, so Charlotte Shares Her Feelings. I wrote that book because I'm also a licensed therapist. And I started at a community clinic for children. And there's not a lot of books that are out there to help improve the emotional intelligence in children ages specifically 2 to 7. So a lot of them are for, like, school-age kids. This is more for, like, preschool and toddler-age kids. And so this book really helps parents read this book with their children through storytelling to help young children learn how to self-identify their emotions and then share them with a trusted adult. So, for example, when I was at a preschool, they were doing a Christmas performance. And at the Christmas performance, they were walking up to the stage, and a little girl was scared, and she screamed, "I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared." And so out of all the children, that one little girl that voiced her emotions got help from the adult. And now all those children were probably scared, but because there was one that voiced it, she's the one that got help.
Gotcha.
She's the one that got comfort. So I actually use her story in this book. It's of course, a different name, but it's really the story. And so, and at the end of the book, then there's questions that that the adults, like a teacher, a preschool teacher, a grandparent, a parent, can then ask the children, for example, like, when was the last time you felt loved? Or when's the last time you felt sad? When's the last time you've got a hug? You know, so it kind of asks these questions to then promote this self-identification of emotions and then expression.
Great. Well, I understand that 101 Considerations for Foster Parents has just recently been released. So how can people find out more about it?
Yeah, so both books, Charlotte Shares Her Feelings and 101 Considerations for Foster Parents, can be purchased on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million online.
So today I've been talking with David Wormuth about 101 Considerations for Foster Parents, published by Mascot Books. And so, David, thank you so very much for your time with our audience today.
All right, and thank you for having me.
And one more time, the book is 101 Considerations for Foster Parents, written by David Wormuth. And if you would like to hear this interview again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast provider. Join us again next time on Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster.